I'd like to tell you a story using an auto harp. Some of you might have seen this before. It's one of those instruments where you press a button and kind of strum it and you get real nice sounds. And this one, though, I use it for storytelling and for sound effects. And I'd like to tell you a story that's all about Soda Saleratus. Now, in case you don't know what that is, that's bacon soda. If you're going to bake up any biscuits and breads and things like that, you have to have some Soda Saleratus. Now, there's a song in this story. It's kind of silly, and it goes, Soda, Soda, Soda Saleratus. Want to try that with me? Soda, Soda, Soda Saleratus. Once upon a time, there was an old woman, an old man, a little girl, a little boy, and a pet squirrel. And one day they got to talking about biscuits, and everybody's mouth got to watering, thinking about those biscuits with honey and butter dripping all over them. And finally that old woman said, all right, I'll go make some. She went into the kitchen, opened up her cabinet door, and she didn't have no Soda Saleratus. So she turned to that little boy and she said, you go on off to the store and get me some Soda Saleratus and hurry on back here now, you hear? So that little boy, he headed for the door, and that old woman, she called after him. She said, now, don't you be forgetting what you're going after. So that little boy, he just started jumping down the road, and he was just a-singing so he wouldn't forget. Soda, Soda, Soda Saleratus. He kind of jumped right across the bridge, went right into the shop, and asked that shopkeeper for some Soda Saleratus. The shopkeeper handed him a little poke of it there, and he took that bag and jumped back across that bridge. He got right to the edge of it and a big old bear stuck his head out. And that bear said, huh, come along bothering me while I'm taking a nap. Why, I'll eat you up, you and your Soda Saleratus. Reached out, grabbed up that little boy and swallowed him whole. Well, back at the house, that old woman and the old man and the little girl and that pet squirrel, they waited and waited and waited. And finally that old woman turned to that little girl and she said, you go on off to the store and get me that Soda Saleratus and bring back your brother too. So that little girl, she headed for the door, and that old woman, she called after her. She said, now, don't you be forgetting what you're going after. Y'all want to say that with me? Now, don't you be forgetting what you're going after. So that little girl, she just started skipping down the road, and she was just a-singing so she wouldn't forget. Soda, Soda, Soda Saleratus. She kind of skipped right across that bridge, went right into that shop, and that shopkeeper said, why, your brother's done been here and gone, and he got the Soda Saleratus. She turned around and started back across that bridge. She got right to the edge of it and swallowed a little boy, him and his Soda Saleratus. And I'm gonna swallow you too. Reached out, grabbed up that little girl, and swallowed her whole. Well, back at the house, that old woman and the old man and the pet squirrel, they waited and waited
and waited
and waited. And finally that old woman turned to that old man and she said, you go on off to the store and get me some of that Soda Saleratus and bring back them So he headed for the door, and that old woman, she called after him. She said, "Now, don't you be forgetting what you're going after." So that old man just started down that road, and he was just a-singing so he wouldn't forget. So dee, so dee, so desalorators. Got to that bridge and went a hunka, hunka, bunka, right across it. Went right into that shop, and that shopkeeper said, "Why, they've done been here and gone. They must have stopped beside the road to play." Well, he turned around and went back across that bridge, hunka, hunka, hunka. Got right to the edge of it and... swallowed a little boy, him and his soda saleratus. I swallowed a little girl, and I'm gonna swallow you too. Reached out, grabbed up that old man, and swallowed him whole. Back at the house, that old woman and that pet squirrel, they waited and waited and waited. And finally, that old woman said, "Oh, if you want anything a doing, you got to do it yourself." And she headed out of that house and down that road. Now, she didn't need to sing because she knew exactly what she was going after. Got to that bridge, went rickety, tickety, tobbity right across it, went right into that shop. And that shopkeeper said, "Why, they done been here and gone. And that boy of yours got the soda saleratus first time out." She wheeled around, went back across that bridge, rickety, tickety, tobbity. Got right to the edge of it and I swallowed a little boy, him and his soda saleratus. I swallowed a little girl, I swallowed an old man, and I reckon I'm gonna swallow you too. Reached out, grabbed up that old woman and swallowed her whole. Back at the house, squirrel. That pet squirrel waited and waited. He just frisked his tail up and he was racing backwards and forwards across that fireboard. And finally, he just jumped off the fireboard onto a bench, off the bench, onto the floor, and then he just skidded right out of there. He skidded right down that road and skidded right across that bridge and went right into that shop. And once he got there, he stood on his hind legs and he squawked a time or two to get that shopkeeper's attention. And once he had it, that shopkeeper turned around and saw him there, and that little squirrel asked him best he could, had he seen a little old woman or a little old man, little girl, or... Now that shopkeeper, he understood squirrel talk, and he said, "Why, yes! They've done been here and gone. Surely they didn't all stop beside the road to play." Well, that squirrel didn't stick around to hear anything else. He just skidded right out of there, skidded right across that bridge, got right to the edge of it, and I swallowed a little boy, him and his soda saleratus. I swallowed a little girl, I swallowed an old man, and I swallowed an old woman, and I'm gonna have to swallow you too. He reached out to grab up that squirrel, but that squirrel just skidded right up a tree. And that big old bear just dug in his claws, and he climbed up that tree after that squirrel. That squirrel saw him getting closer and closer. The squirrel got out onto the edge of a limb, and then he just leaped to another tree. Well, that big old bear got onto the edge of that limb and he said, huh, if you can make it with your little feet, I know I can make it with my big ones. And he tried to jump, but he didn't quite make it. Came crashing down, landed on the ground, and split wide open. Out stepped that old woman, out stepped that old man. Skip that little girl and out jump that little boy. And first thing off, you know what that old woman said? "Where's my soda saleratus?" That old boy said, "Here it is," and handed her that poke. And they all going home as fast as they could. But you know who beat them there?
Squirrel.
Squirrel got out ahead of them, got up on that fireboard, and he was just a-racing backwards and forwards, a-waiting for that old woman to take them biscuits out of the oven. And once she did, she kind of broke off a little piece of it and blew on it some. Handed it up to him, and he took it in his paws, and he nibbled it down, and he reached for some more. And do you know how many biscuits that little squirrel had that day before he was full?
No.
He had 10 whole biscuits. And those were biscuits that were made with so-de-so-de-so-de-saloratus. Thank you very much.